Welcome back to your Kaiser Weekly podcast. Of course, I'm your host, Brandon Coble. Now, this is basically going to be for the August 1st. So we're talking Monday through Friday. It's going to be released a little bit earlier than what normally is anticipated. The podcast for the audio is probably still going to come out on Monday if you want to listen on your ride to work or if you're listening on your ride to work. The YouTube channel is going to be released on Sunday. That way we already have it. People are at home. They can watch it on TV. They watch it on their cell phones. You can do however you wish. But that's kind of where we're looking at for right now for this week. Once again, things are constantly changing. I'm going to try to get things more established where things are on a more consistent basis. But right now, it's just kind of filling things out. We got a lot to talk about on this episode. And the beautiful thing about it is it's all about Kaiser. Typically, in the past, I've had to incorporate state news, which we might talk a little bit about anyway. But mainly, this is all Kaiser related, so that's a wonderful thing for the citizens of Kaiser. My fellow Kaiserites, I hope you enjoy this. So let's get started with the weather. And I would love to tell you it's going to look a lot like the picture behind me, but that's probably not going to be the case. It might be close, but not like it. So for the week, really low chances of rain. It's going to be the exact opposite of what we experienced this past week. We're looking at probably a high of a 40 to 42% chance of rain on Monday, Tuesday, and Friday, I do believe. Wednesday and Thursday are very, very low chances of rain. But with that comes the fact that we're probably looking at a lot hotter temperatures than what we had this previous week as well. So I'm going to have this posted up here in this corner so you can look at it along with going along with me. But Monday, we're looking at a high of 82, low of 68. On Tuesday, a high of 84, low of 64. Wednesday, high of 89, low of 66. Thursday, high of 93, low of 73. And on Friday, a high of 90 and a low of 67. So once again, as you can see, the temperatures increase as the week goes on. August 1st, we got a lot of things going on. The kids are going to be moving and more active. So make sure that you drink plenty of fluids. Do not wait until your practice to decide to start drinking water and hydrating yourself. You should be doing that ahead of your practices, days before. It is important that you hydrate before you actually get to the point where you're practicing and moving, because by then it's too late. So make sure your kids are drinking plenty of fluids leading up till Monday morning when practices are going to officially start. In local news, the Barnum Whitewater area is getting much needed upgrades, and it's thanks in part to a Boy Scout. So Tate Riggleman is a Boy Scout who is working on getting his Eagle Scout badge and becoming an Eagle Scout. And for his project, he chose to put access ramps on two of the cabins up at Barnum. This is a fantastic thing because beforehand, there was no way a wheelchair somebody in a wheelchair was going to be able to get into the cabin without assistance. This makes it wheelchair accessible on these two cabins. I have a picture, once again, if you look in the corner of the screen, you're going to be able to see the work that he did. And it's much appreciated. This way, more people are going to be able to enjoy the outdoors in our area. It's always great to see the Boy Scouts because they're always constantly doing things to improve the areas in which they live. And when they go for those Eagle Scout badges and rankings, they always have to do a project. And so you always see a lot of great things done within the communities by the Boy Scouts. And we are grateful for Tate Riggleman in this case for his efforts and the work that he did to bring wheelchair accessibility to two of the cabins up at the Barnum Whitewater area. So thank you again to Tate. Also, are you looking to make a difference in the city of Kaiser? Let me ask you another question. Do you enjoy law enforcement or have an interest in law enforcement? If you have said yes to both of those, then now is your time, okay? Because currently, the city of Kaiser has until August 28th the option of going down and applying or getting more information from the city police department, okay? They have the Kaiser Civil Service Board putting out there that they are taking applications currently until August 28th, once again, for those that are interested. So if those two things intrigue you at all, I highly encourage you go down to the Kaiser City Police Station and talk with them, discuss with them what all it entails, what all is being required. And then if you still think that that's for you, grab an application and apply. People, we need more local citizens to take part in our community to make sure that we stay on the right track and head in the right direction. The Kaiser City Council, of course, had their meeting this past week. There was a couple of very interesting things that came from it. I don't know if any of you attended. Some of you may have watched it on Facebook. Personally, I watched it on Facebook. For the longest time, I had no clue that that was even an option. But now that I do, trust me, I watch almost religiously. So out of that meeting, let's talk about what happened. So to start things off, the new president of Potomac State College, Dr. Gilmer, was in attendance and spoke very early on. Right off the bat, probably the thing that impressed me the most is the fact that the man apologizes to the council and to the city over a project he had nothing to do with. So as most of you know, Potomac State College had the No Mo project going, which was an effort, and it was a valiant one, to really provide natural habitat for nature, for the animals in nature. The problem is where they selected to do the no grow, because in return, what it did is really made it look trashy when you drove by the college. So right off the bat, as soon as Dr. Gilmore was appointed, he calls from where he's located and says, get it mowed. Get it mowed. Let's make ourselves presentable to our community and let's work with the city council. And I think that's a wonderful thing that he apologizes for that, even though he had nothing to do with it, and that he took action as soon as he was appointed to get it mowed. He understands that it was a valiant effort and it was a great idea. And it still can be a great idea. They just have to select a different area for the no-grow program to take place, because everything has a purpose, everything has a place, and the no-grow can be fantastic when it's off the beaten path. But let's not put it right on 220 or on Middle Street, for that matter. So he also stated that he wanted to work with our city council and really bring a hands-on approach. He wants the college to be very active in our community, which is a wonderful thing. Because anytime you have a community college that's active, one, you're getting a lot of resources that you can't draw from as a city council. And there's a lot of grants and things that they're going to qualify that normal citizens aren't going to be able to grab. So I think it's a wonderful thing. I'm encouraged by Dr. Clifford, not Dr. Clifford, I am so sorry, I apologize, by Dr. Gilmer, and his efforts to make a good impression right off the bat. And he has, like I said, he says he has lots of plans. He wants to meet with the city council. Didn't really want to discuss it right now. He just kind of wanted to make his presence known and to apologize. So that kind of started things off. The city also motioned to abandon an alley along Virginia Street. Didn't know that could even happen, but clearly somebody did, and that was Mr. Clifford. Mr. Clifford lives along Virginia Street and has been maintaining an alleyway that the city hasn't used for over 50 years. And 50 years has become so bad that pretty much all it is now is grass. There, if you drove by it, you wouldn't even realize that it was an alleyway. So the fact that Mr. Clifford went through the process and took all the steps that were necessary, the city council motioned and it was seconded to go ahead and abandon that alleyway and give possession to Mr. Clifford, who plans on using it for off-road parking. The beautiful thing about this is that it's under the premise, and only under the premise, that Mr. Clifford will pick up all the fees that are associated with taking control of that property. So the city's not going to be on the hook for paying to give something away. It's going to be upon the citizen to do that. But it's also, once again, it's a win-win situation for both parties. The city no longer has to worry about taking care of something that, quite frankly, hasn't been utilized in 50 years. And this man gets a place to off-road park. Also in that segment of the city council, it's kind of a cringeworthy feeling. especially with the way things are going nowadays. We have high inflation rates. Nobody wants to talk about prices going up. Unfortunately, in this case, that's what was done. They talked about the water and sewer rates, which are going to take a, more than likely, you're going to take a hike here really soon, not out of want, but out of necessity. It's something that's going to have to happen, to be quite honest with each and every one of you. The jumps are going to take place over a two-year course of time. This was the first reading. Yes, first reading. It was motioned. It was seconded. It's still going to need require a second reading, and that's going to happen a month from now, at which time the city, the citizens of Keyser can go down and ask any and all questions that they would like and have their voices heard. So what kind of jumps are we looking at? A 15% increase in the sewer rate active 45 days from the second reading. So the soonest we're looking at this 15% increase in the sewer rates is going to be happening in October of this year. And that's barring this gets passed and approved upon the second reading. Along with the 15% increase on the sewer rate, at the same time, you would see a 10.6% increase in the water rate as well. Now, the second increase on the sewer, I believe, yes, the sewer would be a 9% increase on July 1st of 2023, so roughly about a year from now. And then the water increase would occur on January 1st of 2024, and we'd see an additional 5% increase there. Now, why is this happening? Why, when times are tough, are we seeing these rate increases? Why would the city do this to us? Well, the city's having to do it to us because some mistakes were made, to be quite honest. I mean, it's that simple. Were they intentional mistakes? Absolutely not. I don't see anywhere where somebody was intentionally trying to mess up here. But there were some misunderstandings, miscommunications along the way. And currently, what's happening is our city is having to subsidize the sewer with our general funds. Okay, so memory served me correctly. I think it was $400,000 had been utilized from the general funds to subsidize the sewer. At this rate, in the next, I don't know, something like 10, 15 years or something like that, they would drain the entire general fund. And we can't have that happen, first and foremost. But even worse is that the law doesn't allow us to do that. Our contracts don't allow us to subsidize funds. The way it's set up right now, we have to have enough increase in taxes or fees to pay for the water and sewer. We can't subsidize. So as the audit that happened this year found out, we are in violation of both of our bond covenants for water and sewer, which is not a good thing. And so, of course, the rates have to be able to cover that debt, as I said before, and the current fees clearly are not doing that. So now the PSE is requiring the city to raise the rates. It's a requiring. They can either do it on their own or they can come in and force it upon us. So the city says, let's just do it on our own. It's not something that's going to be highly appreciated. A lot of people are going to be very upset about. I understand completely. Trust me. Money is tight. Times are tough. It hurts every time anything increases in cost. Unfortunately, this is going to be something that's mandated upon our city to get things, to kind of get the ship righted. Right now, our water and sewer is not allowed to bid any projects moving forward, and they become ineligible for grants moving forward until we get this situation rectified. So that's the other reason there's an urgency to getting these new fees in place and the increase in the cost of water and sewer, because we're going to lose a lot of money. And let's be honest, even if you say, okay, I don't care about the money, well, that's fine, but without that money, we can't maintain and upkeep our water and sewer system, and therefore, eventually, it falls apart. And then you have no water and sewer. And then what are you going to do? So it's a lose-lose situation for everybody involved, the city council, the citizens of Keyser, the water sewer department, the state, because nobody's going to be happy. Nobody's ever happy with having to pay for things. Once again, these rates are the minimum This is going to be required by the PSE and the DEP to get back in our good standing or get back in good standings with them. So it's not like Kaiser said, you know what, let's jump on the bandwagon. Let's just jack them up as high as we can get them because we can. No, they're doing the bare minimum that's required to get us back in good standing so that we can be eligible for those grants and for bidding out contracts and getting things accomplished. The last time that the water and sewer rates were increased in Kaiser within the city limits, 2016 and 2017. So yes, that's not that long ago, but it's also not that recent. We should be able to handle this hopefully without too many people really being unable to meet their bills. So once again, the second reading of this, if it passes, it's going to be in a month. The first reading passed. I can't even think. August will be the second reading, and then they'll kick in. These increases will kick in October. Of course, if you're in New Creek, I would assume that you're going to see an increase in fees as well, mainly because we use Kaiser water and sewer. So typically when Kaiser sees an increase, New Creek's going to see an increase. So everybody has to be ready for this. Go ahead and start planning in advance to be paying a little bit more, whatever your bill is. Go ahead and add 10%. Figure on having to pay 10 to 15% more on that bill. Prepare yourself. Don't wait to the last minute and then go, oh, crud, I don't have the money. That would be a bad thing. Now, other things of note, and this one here is probably one of my favorite. This was one of my favorite things that came out of this whole ordeal from the city council meeting. They've announced a new document that can be submitted anonymously. So you don't have to tell people who you are. To the city police from the cityofkaiser.com website. All you got to do is go there and then go to the police tab and pull it up. But what it does is this form is going to allow the reporting of criminal activity and criminal behavior for the police department to look into in an effort to slow down these growing problems that are affecting our city. And I know that there's going to be some people out there going, well, this is a bunch of bullcrap. Snitches get stitches. That's fine. Snitches can get stitches. I will not deny that. There are people that will retaliate if they find out who you are. One of the reasons why this is a beautiful thing is it's anonymous. Secondly, if good people do not eventually stand up to crime and to the wrongdoings that are going on in our city, then trust me, no one's going to want to live here anyway. Okay, and that's not what we want to have happen. We want the good people of Kaiser to step up and take back our town, and let's make it something that we're proud of. Let's make it a place that people want to live. People want to go here. People want to be here. Okay, make it a place where your grandchildren can go outside and play safely. I don't want to see drugs flowing through my elementary school, my junior high, and my high school. I don't want to see my parents of these children on the side of the street picking up their drugs and unable to go to work and provide the basic necessities to their children. We have to get things cleaned up. And I think this is a wonderful project and a wonderful thing that the city has done to try to help take back our streets. So utilize that. Remember, is you can go to the cityofkaiser.com website, go into the police section to find this report. Now, also of note, they also mentioned that the pavilion was installed at the Mill Meadow Park, which of course is out Limestone, Limestone Road. Two basketball courts were sealed and lined, and both of them are receiving a K in the center of the court, which I think is really cool because that kind of makes it feel even more so like a high school and college court. Even though it's outside and it's blacktop, it's still a really neat feel to it. And I don't know, it kind of gives you a bigger sense of pride. The Brooks Park, I believe, is where the second one's supposed to go, the second K. It has not been done yet, but is in the works. They are both being painted on for free, which is an amazing thing. So the city of Kaiser had to pay nothing. A gentleman volunteered to do that for the city. And I, once again, that's just an awesome thing that our youth and young adults can be proud of. So take care of those facilities. Let's look at the fact that Dana Harvey is continuing to work on grants that will provide funds to help improve our city parks. they can use those funds for any of the city parks. There wasn't a specific park mentioned, but once again, the fact that somebody's out there working on grants to bring in work and then funds to do work on our city projects and our city parks that make it better for our kids is a wonderful thing. Also, the final thing I had from the city council was the winner of the seal bid on the city's zero turn mower. And that went to John Hickey, who had the winning bid of $750. Now let's take a look at sports. So once again, a reminder that most of the fall sports are going to start their official practices on Monday. Boys soccer, I do believe, is kicking it off with a 6:30 a.m. practice. I want you young men to know that I am praying for you because I probably won't even be up at 6:30 a.m. I think that's just an absolutely crazy time. I wish you all the best of luck. I hope y'all drink plenty of coffee, get plenty of sleep the night before, because you're going to need both in order to function. Also, it's going to be very important for you guys to drink your water a day in advance, because at 6:30 a.m., you're not going to be drinking enough to really help hydrate your body for that practice. I would anticipate that Coach Altobello is going to have you doing a lot of running, and you're going to be sweating a lot. I know it's going to be early, but you're still going to be sweating a lot. So once again, hydrate and take good care of yourself. Eat some bananas. Let's get magnesium in ourselves so that we don't have cramping. Potassium and magnesium seem to be the two biggest things that you'll end up lacking and really need to keep from struggling with cramps during sports season. So like I said, soccer is going to kick us off, but football, cheerleading, soccer, golf, and cross country all are starting on Monday. Volleyball is going to wait a week. They're going to start on the 8th, so they got a little bit more time. For those of you that are ready for the sports season, the Kaiser High School has announced that on August 18th, we're going to have Meet the Squad Night. This is a fantastic event where the community can come out and be introduced to this year's Kaiser athletes that are going to be not only representing the school, but they're going to be representing our community. So this is our first chance to show pride and support in them and for all the effort that they put into the off season and regular season to say thank you for being productive. Thank you for staying out of trouble. Thank you for doing the right thing. Like I said, a lot of these kids not only were active in spring and summer conditioning, but they did a lot of work outside of sports as a team and for our community, whether it be helping with Energy Express, painting, mowing, weed eating, whatever it was. We had a large turnout of great kids doing great things. Let's continue to support them. Now, the Kaiser High School track, along with the high jump, long jump, and pole vault runways are all complete. Let me tell you, people, they look fantastic. I've included some pictures that are hopefully popping up around my head. I know that there's going to be a lot of young men and women that are just very eager to get out on this thing. I don't know if you recall or remember as a young kid, you'd go to the store, you'd buy your shoes, and you'd run. And you'd be like, Mom, Dad, look how fast these shoes make me. To an extent, that could have been true. If they were lighter than your last pair, you might have sped up just a hair. But the beautiful thing about this resurfacing of the track is that it's going to really help decrease the times of our track athletes. It's going to allow them to get better traction. It's also going to help with injuries, because with the new surfacing, that's going to take some of the strain and stress off of their knees and their shins. So I would highly anticipate that this is going to be beneficial not only for their times, but for their health and well-being. And that's what we want to see. Plus, there's a lot of pride in the fact that this is absolutely just a stunning look to the track. It was faded out. Everything was kind of looking kind of dilapidated. A lot of spots within that needed re-rubberized. So I hope you enjoy these pictures, and I hope you get out and check out this new track that we have, a new resurfacing of the track. What else we got going on? Kaiser High School has also announced a partnership with Potomac Valley Hospital that now makes, and forgive me, sir, if I say your name wrong. People used to say my name wrong all the time. I know how it feels. But Dr. Hamad Vahadi, the athletic department's orthopedic physician. So he's worked in Houston, Texas. He's worked in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. with sports athletes in both locations. I believe the man had some time working with the University of Rice, if my memory serves me correctly. But he's got a lot of experience in sports medicine and stuff like that. So him bringing his expertise to the Kaiser High School athletes is a phenomenal thing that can very much benefit our student athletes. Hopefully this will make things a little bit easier to get into, to see a doctor if you have an issue going on. Hopefully it will allow for a little bit cheaper treatment. And worst case scenario, you're seen by somebody that actually knows what they're talking about. So this is a wonderful thing, and we're excited to welcome Dr. Hamad Vahadi to Kaiser and to the Kaiser Athletic Association, to the sports athletic department. If you're a student at Kaiser High School, you love sports, but you don't want to play them. I understand there's some kids like that, but you love cheering. Maybe you don't want to be people looking at you and knowing that it's you. Here's your opportunity. Kaiser High School is having mascot position tryouts. So this is going to occur Wednesday the 3rd at 9:45 a.m. They're looking for several students to do this. Okay, not just one. They're looking for a couple. That way, if somebody has a club they got to be a part of or somewhere else they need to be for that day or for that event, they can have backups. So this is a wonderful opportunity to show your Kaiser pride by being the Kaiser mascot, which if we'd have had this mascot outfit when I was in school, I can promise you I would have tried it. I would have definitely tried it. And then finally, the North Branch Brewing Company has published that they're going to be open after the Kaiser High School football games for post-game celebration. We can go down there and eat, drink, socialize. We can go down and talk about the game that we just witnessed. Hopefully we'll be able to celebrate a whole lot of victories this year. I just think this is a fantastic opportunity for all the people of Kaiser. Now, once again, I thank you for being a part of this podcast today. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to sign off now, but don't shut off this channel, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to stream a slideshow of events that are coming up. The reason I'm doing that after signing off is because when I go on audio form for Spotify and so forth, that's not going to play anything. It's not going to show anything. So the people that are listening on audio aren't going to care. So with that being said, I thank you, and I look forward to talking to you next week. Take care, Kaiser.